Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Fernando. This is Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 5. Why are you always 20 minutes behind the Spanish time? Yes, I know. JP, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you, Fernando?
I'm good.
These titles always crack me up.
I know.
Welcome to the new SpanishPod101.com. We are learning Spanish with some fun and effective lessons. Fernando, why don't you give us a preview of what we're going to talk about today in this podcast?
Well, in this lesson, you will learn how to tell time. This conversation takes place on the street, and the conversation is between Eva and Marco. They will be using the familiar register.
All right, now we're going to take a listen to this dialogue, but before we do, I want to remind you all to go to the website, which is www.SpanishPod101.com. And check out the lesson notes for this lesson. There, while you're listening to this dialogue, you can also follow along with the written form, the transcript of the dialogue, which is always helpful. Okay, you ready to listen?
Let's go.
¿Qué hora es?
¿Mandé?
¿Qué hora tienes?
Son 20 para las 3.
Let's hear it again, dramatic speed.
¿Qué hora es?
Mande.
¿Qué hora tienes?
Son 20 para las 3.
One more time with a translation.
¿Qué hora es?
What time is it?
Mande.
Excuse me?
¿Qué hora tienes?
What time do you have?
Son 20 para las 3.
It's 20 to 3 o'clock.
All right, we're back and we have an absolute beginner dialogue, which means it's a pretty simple one, right?
Pretty simple, yeah. It's just about telling time.
So Eva starts off with a classic question asking what time it is.
¿Qué hora es?
¿Qué hora es? So whenever you want to know what time it is, you can always ask ¿Qué hora es? All right, now it doesn't seem that Marco understood her question.
At all. Not good, Marco. So he asks, excuse me, mande?
Mande? Mande is excuse me?
Yes.
Now that strikes me as kind of a Mexican thing to say. Mande?
Mande. Well, it's a proper thing to say as opposed to ¿qué?
Okay, okay, would be what?
What?
So instead he says, mande?
Yes.
Okay, then she kind of rephrases her question.
By saying, ¿qué hora tienes?
¿Qué hora tienes? So what time do you have? That word tienes is the verb tener, okay? To have.
To have.
¿Qué hora tienes? What time do you have?
To which she responds, son 20 para las 3.
Son 20 para las 3. It's 20 to 3. Okay, so it's 20 minutes to 3 o'clock. So, it's 2:40.
2:40.
All right, piece of cake. Let's take a look at the vocabulary in this lesson.
¿Qué hora es?
What time is it?
¿Qué hora es? ¿Qué hora es? Mande.
Excuse me? What did you say?
Mande. Mande. ¿Qué hora tienes?
What time do you have?
¿Qué hora tienes? ¿Qué hora tienes? 20.
20.
20. 20. Las tres.
3 o'clock.
Las tres. Las tres.
Okay, cool. Now that we've heard those words in isolation, let's elaborate a little bit more on their meaning. So we're going to start with the phrase.
Let's start with the phrase, ¿qué hora es?
¿Qué hora es? Now, we already talked a little bit about it. ¿Qué hora es? Means what time is it? Now, if you break it down, you have the word for what.
¿Qué?
The word for hour.
Hora.
And the word for it is.
Es.
Okay, so you put it all together, and it's what time is it?
¿Qué hora es?
¿Qué hora es? Now, this is the standard way to ask for the current time, right?
Right.
So the answer is going to be the time.
Right.
So somebody's going to look at their watch and read off their watch to you.
Or their phone.
Okay, now, as we said before, Marco didn't hear very well, so he says...
Mande.
Mande.
Okay. Which is our next word.
Mm-hmm. Now, we said this means excuse me, or what did you say? Now, I've noticed this is a particularly Mexican expression, because in other regions of the Spanish-speaking world, you might say, like, ¿cómo? ¿Perdón?
Yeah, that's true. I can see that. But you understand, even if you're in, let's say, Paraguay, if you use mande, they'll understand.
They'll understand, and they'll go, ah, Mexican.
Mexican, Mexicano.
Okay, mande. Okay.
It's a proper way to get repetition, yes.
Mm-hmm. So she rephrases with ¿qué hora tienes?
¿Qué hora tienes? Which is our next phrase.
And as I said before, this is what time do you have? So she's trying to be more specific to Marco, who didn't get it the first time.
Exactly.
He's not a strong listener. What time do you have on your watch? Look at it with your eyes and tell me using words, what time it is now.
With three little words.
¿Qué hora tienes?
Let's move on. Veinte.
Veinte. Now, this is the word for 20, right?
Yes.
And so why is the word veinte in the lesson?
Marco answers by saying, es veinte.
It's 20.
Para las tres.
Para las tres. Okay, it's 20 until las tres, which is our next word, right?
Las tres, yes.
Las tres is 3 o'clock. Now, Fernando, we're going to go into time later, but if I wanted to say 4 o'clock?
Las cuatro.
Okay, how about if I want to say 2 o'clock?
Las dos.
All right, so it's las cuatro, las tres, las dos. So what about if it's 1 o'clock?
La una.
La una. Okay, now una is singular, right?
Exactly.
Because there's only one of them.
There's only one.
Okay, so it's la una, but the rest of them are all las.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Let's get to our grammar point, which is telling time.
So, telling time.
So, telling time.
Tell us about that.
Okay, first of all, there's a difference between telling the current time and telling, like, a schedule, okay? So, when we tell the current time, we're always going to use the verb ser, okay?
Right.
For example, if I want to say, it's 4 o'clock.
Son las cuatro.
Son las cuatro, okay? You hear that son. That's the verb ser in the third person plural, son las cuatro. How about, it's 3 o'clock?
Son las tres.
Son las tres. How about, it's 2 o'clock?
Son las dos.
And it's 1 o'clock.
Es la una.
Es la una. Okay, now, we all understand that it's es la una because la una is singular.
Right.
So you're going to use es.
Yes. For okay. all other time, you'll want to use a plural.
Right. When it's 2 or 3 or 4 or 12.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Es la una, son las dos, son las tres. Okay, so that's the answer. Now, the question again was...
¿Qué hora es?
¿Qué hora es? Now, that is the standard proper way to ask for the time, right?
Yes. And you'll still hear people say, ¿Qué hora son?
Okay, so now we know how to tell time on the hour, right?
Yes.
But let's talk a little bit. What if we want to tell time on the half hour? Like it's 3:30.
Son las tres y media.
Son las tres y media. Now, what's that word media?
Media. Half. Literally okay. Translated.
Okay, so like in English, we say it's 3:30.
Right.
Okay, so what if I want to say it's 3:20? It's not quite 3:30. It's 3:20.
Son las tres y veinte.
Son las tres y veinte. Okay, that's the classical textbook thing. Now, Fernando, you say other things because I listen to you, and when you tell me the time, it's not always that classical textbook way.
Yes, I say tres veinte or
3:20.
Yes, or tres con veinte.
Okay, 3 with 20.
I'm very scarce with my words, so I'll just go with 3:20.
Okay.
Tres veinte.
Tres veinte. Now, what if it's 3:40?
Es veinte para las cuatro.
Es veinte para las cuatro. Wait a second. Now, in the dialogue, it was es veinte para las tres, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so that should have been 2:40.
2:40.
Oh, did I screw that up?
Maybe it was a time zone change.
Okay, es 20 para las 3, 2:40. Okay, anyway, what's happening is there's some subtraction going on, right? So there's 3 o'clock, and 20 minutes before that is 2:40.
Yes, es 20 para las 4.
That would be 3:40.
3:40.
Okay. Okay, so Fernando, when you tell the minutes, you just add the minutes. You say, son las 3:20, right?
Son las 3:20.
And then you get to 3:30.
Tres y media.
And after 3:30, you're going to say it's 20 to 4, right?
Es 20 para las 4.
Okay, and then 15 to 4, or quarter to 4.
Cuarto para las 4.
Cuarto para las 4. Now, that word cuarto is a quarter, right?
Yes, exactly.
So it's a quarter to 4. That might be a little tongue twister for our listeners because the word for 4 is...
Es cuatro.
And the word for quarter...
Cuarto.
Okay, cuatro, cuarto.
Cuarto para las 4.
Okay. Now, you can get really exact with time, right?
You can.
You can if you want to, if you're in the military or if you're particularly time-obsessed. You're kind of a time-obsessed kind of guy, aren't you, Fernando?
Not really. No? I'm Mexican.
You're Mexican? So you can just kind of guesstimate what time it is and people will get it.
I don't really pay too much attention. If it's close to 3:45, I'll say quarter to 4.
Okay, if it's close, right? All right, so it doesn't have to be exact. Cool. You know what? We have a complete write-up of how to tell the time in the grammar section of this lesson, which you can find in the lesson notes, all right? And you can find the lesson notes for this lesson at our website, which is www.SpanishPod101.com. Oh, while you're there, don't forget that you can leave us comments on this lesson. You can leave us comments, questions, suggestions. We always love to hear what you have to say. So I think for now, it's time to go.
Nos vemos.
Okay, hasta luego.